6 seconds to go. Here comes LeBron. We're tied at 103. LeBron into the forecourt. In on Ananobi. Gets shoved toward the side. Banks it up. Oh, he did it again. LeBron James kissed it high off the window and drops it through. The LeBron James legend continues as LeBron James has won game three for the Cavaliers. Oh, goodness.
LeBron James cruza la media cancha por la izquierda. Ahora viene la penetración, el tiro en camino. ¡Alto de tablero! ¡Sí, señor, el rey! De besito la pone dos. Y gana el partido, el rey.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
I can listen to your call all day. What'd you say, Teresita?
No, de besito, with the kiss. In honor of Bill Raftery, who was one of the first guys I ever worked with when I was with the Nets in early 98. Before you say the welcome, every time I hear that play, when I hear off the glass, I almost, for the first time in my life, in my 21-year career, almost let out an F-bomb. Because the moment LeBron was dribbling it off the court, I mean, past midcourt, everybody stood up. The usher, the server, the fans, they blocked my view.
So you didn't see it?
I didn't see it. That's why there's a pause, because I saw the shot.
The pause worked, though, in the call. It worked. That's crazy.
It is unbelievable. That's why I got the tablero, because I'm screaming at them. I'm like, get out of the way.
You're in the John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito. Great to have you with us. It is Cavs HQ. It's our final week of Cavs HQ. Great to have you aboard. For those who don't know, we sit in the Joe Tate perch.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the front row down.
But you're to
right.
the right where there's nobody.
I'm down right. Nobody's in front of me.
I'm
you're
on the aisle.
In the third row.
Where I get blocked
the
by the guy throwing the t-shirts, by the fans, by the servers. And it just so happened. I don't know why everybody was what everybody was doing on the hole on the
stairs. What was everybody doing?
I don't know.
There
I don't know if they were waiting to get out or
yeah.
But it was literally like 10 people standing in front of me. So by the time I my view got blocked and I looked at Humongotron.
Oh, is that where you looked?
I called it because it's like, but it had already gone in.
It worked though. The pause worked. It was like a
I guess so.
Dramatic pause in the middle. That was game three. Round two against Toronto, one of the unbelievable moments of the season for LeBron James and the Cavaliers. The Cavs, of course, two nights ago come up short. They lose game four, and the Warriors win the title for the third time in the last 4 years. Interestingly, the last four meetings of these teams, the series won a different number of games. The Warriors, the first season, won in six. Cavaliers in 2016 won in seven. Warriors last year in five. And then the Warriors this season in four.
Does that mean we're winning three next year?
Yeah. An incredible run for LeBron James, of course. We're going to start out, we're going to talk a little bit about this wacky season and how it all unfolded. But we'll start with a trivia question for our listeners, and we'll answer it in the next segment. Don't let me forget. I've done this before during broadcast.
You asked the question
and completely forgot. I'm driving home. Going, oh, jeez, I never gave the answer. So remind me in the second segment. Here is the trivia question. Can you name the Cavaliers' starting lineup on opening night? It was October 17th against the Celtics, the game in which Gordon Hayward, 5 minutes and 15 seconds suffered that brutal, ugly injury. I'll give you the Celtics starting lineup. It was Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Jason Tatum, and Al Horford. The Cavaliers, of course, vanquished the Celtics in seven in the conference finals. What a wild series that was. The first round series was a wild one, too. The 1-7 against Indiana. But we'll let you think about that for a segment. Please remind me next segment to what was the Cavaliers' starting lineup on opening night. I'll give you a hint. LeBron James was in it. He played all 82 games. Played 104 consecutive games this season.
And that is, I think, when you look at the season of that LeBron James had in his, 15th season?
Mm-hmm. 33 years of age, season number 15.
It is just unbelievable. Remember, he started with an injury to his right ankle the first day
of
training camp.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
When he stepped on Jetty Osman. And he was not right until probably November, December.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of times during the beginning of the season, he twisted it, and he just, you know, that's what LeBron does usually, which is just untie his shoes and, like, retight the laces. But that's how the season started. You talk about wacky season. I mean,
I forgot all about
the season started with Jetty Osman thinking that they were going to give him the ticket back to Turkey.
Thought he was going to get deported. LeBron stepped on his foot in the first
And can you imagine the kid who has been waiting to have his dream come true finally find himself in an NBA practice facility.
Playing with LeBron playing James. It had to be enough of a thrill to get started.
And the first thing he does when he steps on the court is like, well, LeBron stepped on his foot. And obviously, everything turned around for the good for Jetty, who ended up being the go-to man to chest pump every time LeBron hit a game winner. But that's how it started, John. Yeah. I mean, LeBron was never really like healthy during the season.
During the preseason.
During the preseason. And then with the beginning of the season.
Yeah. I mean, wild stuff, but we'll talk about it as we roll on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll ask you one more time. What was the Cavs' starting lineup opening night against the Celtics? We'll give you the answer when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the run around. You'll find everything you
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Elton John. Your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits and a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena box office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero-turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZT L Series combines responsive lap bar-controlled zero-turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
On straight away. He has 15 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Crossover Anunoby. Deals back to Love. Wide open for a 3. Hey!
Love tira hacia la canasta. Todavía amaga el fin, la pinta. Entra la pintura. Kevin Love lo está sujetando. Y la pone 2 a la fuerza. Kevin Love, amor del fuerte.
John Michael and the Spanish voice of the Cavaliers, Rafa Hernandez Brito. What translate that last sentence?
Tough love. At the end, that's the punchline. giving Toronto some tough love, and they were hanging over him.
Ah, I see.
That's kind of dangerous, you know.
What's like that?
You know how you always say the La Mega.
La Mega, no rules.
No rules.
anything goes. That's the.
I would like to make a list of like translation of this stuff that comes out of my mouth.
Only half of which would fly on English speaking radio.
That's not true.
La Mega, anything goes,
anything
man.
Goes.
Whatever pops into his head, it's coming right out. Great to have you with us. You're on the Cavs HQ and
lineup.
Yeah, we'll give you our answer to the trivia question. Here it was: what was the Cavaliers' starting lineup opening night, October 17th, 2017, against the Celtics? LeBron James was in it. The Cavaliers started in the backcourt. You ready? Derrick Rose, and Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Jay Crowder, Kevin Love. Just to, I mean, just to think, Derrick Rose was starting point
guard.
They
were all five of them were in the playoff in some form or another. You know, Derrick Rose was with Minnesota, Wade with Miami, and Crowder with Utah.
Rose actually, believe it or not, led the playoffs in 3-point percentage. Seven for ten, or something like that. 70%. I'm not sure he made seven in his entire Cavs career, did Derrick Rose. But you know, I tell you what though, Derrick, I mean, he had the, you know, the bizarre where he left the team for a while. And we, you know, again, we're gonna, you know, take you through the roller coaster of a season that took place. I like Derek's attitude. You know, I thought Derek, you know, put his head down. And other, again, outside of the bizarre when he left the team part, you know, he came back, he apologized. I thought he was a pretty good soldier when he was here with this team.
He's a good kid. He was kind of quiet.
He was very quiet.
He was kind of like a loner.
He is very quiet. Yeah.
Even you know, just to be honest with a fan, even when he was gone, most of the guys didn't know because he wasn't wasn't in touch with them.
Right. That they were surprised. Nobody knew where it was.
What do you mean, Derrick Rose? No.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, again, odd. But I thought, I mean, he was.
But he was. I like his style of play. Yeah. It's just his body always, you know, betrays him. But
it's strange. I think it's strange. Derrick Rose is the kind of guy that it's strange to see him out of a Bulls uniform. When he was a Knick, it looked strange. When he was a Cav, it looked strange. You were talking about somebody looking strange in a different uniform. How about Dwayne Wade?
He went
back to Miami, and he had a pretty nice playoff run. He had a couple of huge games.
Won a couple
of
games,
he had a couple of huge games, but how odd was that at the beginning of the season?
And the thing, you know, going back to Derrick Rose, his body betrays him in a way that he had a good start of the season. It's just that, you know, he went down, and then when he came back, he found himself out of the rotation.
Greg Monroe,
got Greg Monroe like clothesline in the second game of the season.
Yeah,
and then he tried to play through it, and he couldn't. And then by the time he came back, he was off the rotation, and he just could not find his rhythm. And again, going back to, you could make a long list of things that happened during this season that the Cavaliers actually made it to the finals is unbelievable.
Yeah, the guys who played off the bench in that game one, Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith, Iman Shumpert, Jeff Green, Kyle Korver, pretty usual suspects there. But, you know, we look at some of these stats. Jay Crowder started 47 games for the Cavaliers this year.
And you remember when we acquired him, the talk was how long would it take for T. Lou to put Crowder and LeBron together.
We thought originally that Crowder might come off the bench, right?
And it happened right off the bat.
Yeah, yeah. He started opening night. You look down the list. Isaiah Thomas. Take a guess how many starts he made as a Cavalier.
15.
Yeah, good. 14, 6, and 8. Cavaliers during that stretch. And again, LeBron talks about this being a season that seemed like it was 4 or 5 seasons long. Just trying to remember Derrick Rose as a Cavalier. Doesn't that seem like it was what? 4 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, and so the Cavs, the first portion of the season was waiting for Isaiah Thomas to get healthy. And that took until about the turn of the calendar year. Then Isaiah gets back on the floor, and as we said, 14 starts. Cavs go 6-8. And during that time, the realization was made that, yeesh, this probably isn't going to work. And so the Cavs went from there and made the trade, of course, at the deadline and restructured this team. But, again, it was segmented. You know, we're waiting for Isaiah to come back. Then Isaiah came back, and then, uh-oh, this isn't going to work. And then to the trade deadline we went, and then trying to get the other players ramped up and up to speed. And that basically never ended, and trying to get a rotation and those guys going.
That's the feeling that you get when you think of the season, that every time you look back, it doesn't matter what point of the season it is, you're talking about the Cavs trying to get a rhythm, trying to get together, and then all of a sudden, you like you mentioned, at the trading deadline, you bring four guys to join us in Atlanta when we play with like seven.
Right. They couldn't play that night. They couldn't play.
It was like seven of us dressed.
Right.
And then, you know, we went to Oklahoma, I think it was, where they had a good night.
Boston.
Went
to Boston.
Boston first.
Dominated Boston. And then went into Oklahoma City right before the All-Star break and drilled the Thunder. A Thunder team that, by the way, scored 148 points on this floor, beat the Cavs 148-124 at another time in the season.
And it was just unbelievable. And then they went on an All-Star break, and T. Lou, remember, joking around saying, you know, they forgot the plays that they had learned.
They never knew them.
Like three practices.
Maybe that's why they were rolling so well. They were just playing, you know?
But then, you know, and then the whole countdown started. How long would it take for these guys? And then it's just unreal what happened this season. And we can go over, like, moments that happened. There's so many of them. To me, there was that time in Indiana. I was feeling really bad. I was sick.
What time of the year?
This had to be probably January, before the All-Star break.
All right.
Before the All-Star break. We played Indiana. The game was so quick. It was like 9:15. I look at my watch. I'm getting off the air. I'm like, excellent. We're going to be home by midnight. I get to the bus, and usually when we leave the arena.
I forgot all about
usually
that.
When we leave the arena, it's one bus.
Right.
Leaves first, and then the second bus, which usually the guys that have to do media and treatment and everything. So I get to the bus, and security person goes, you know, we're living together. I'm like, okay.
Right.
And then you start hearing things on the bus, like, you know, the plane's delayed, there's something going on, there was a storm in the south
that,
and everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're leaving at 10 from the arena. I'm like, okay, so I'm still good, you know. And we had to play Philadelphia the next day.
Yeah, at home,
The next night here at home. Mm-hmm. So next thing I know, we go into a restaurant outside of Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and then the players start walking in. And then you start hearing rumors like there was something with, we had a plane, but we had no crew. And the crew that was supposed to come in to serve the plane was in Orlando, but they were stuck there because there was a snowstorm. So they were bringing in from Denver.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's 4:35 in the morning and we're landing in Cleveland.
With the game the next day.
With the game that night.
With the players
and we won.
On it. Yeah, yeah.
And we won that night against Philadelphia.
Yeah. That was, I mean, one of the many wild things that took place throughout the course of the season.
Open bar and open food, and I was sick. I couldn't drink or eat.
I got
no rain check.
I was going to say, now I remember why I probably didn't.
Yeah.
Why they didn't ring a bell until right now. We're going to have more Cavs HQ right after this. Here's a second trivia question. Who was the Cavs starting lineup in game one of round one against the Pacers? We told you the Cavs starting lineup on opening night. Can you name the Cavs starting lineup against the Pacers in round number one? We'll tell you that when we come back.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
John. Your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits and a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena box office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
We doubled it. They authorized it. It's the manufacturer's authorized double coupon sale this weekend at Levin's. Get coupon savings up to $500 off. Plus, take delivery or pickup in the next 10 days and we'll double your coupon up to $1,000. Our fabulous Brielle sofa with double coupon $5.99. Our Hawthorne four-piece queen bedroom an amazing $9.99. Plus, our 7-inch gel memory foam bed and a box mattress just $1.99. And no interest for 24 months. Double coupons through Monday at Levin's.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Berkeleyfront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
Right side. He'll get to the top of the key. Good bounce pass inside. Ananobi blocked by Love. Loose ball scooped up by LeBron James. Out to the Cavaliers. LeBron to the foul line down the lane. Oh! he ever broke a twisting dunk. DeRozan tried to foul him intentionally at the foul line and just whipped.
5 seconds en el reloj, LeBron. Se va a levantar de tres, el sidestep de tres en camino. Sí, señor. LeBron James con 29 puntos en la noche. Para él, su primer triple. Y los Cavaliers ganan por 10, 90-80.
John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito with you on Cavs HQ. What was that last line?
Just Cavs up by 10.
Oh. I was expecting something a little more colorful than that.
More anything goes style.
John Michael, like I said, here with Rafa Hernandez Brito as we wrap things up here on Cavs HQ. I told you the starting lineup for the Cavaliers in game one. That included Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Jay Crowder, and Kevin Love. And on the other side of the break, we asked you what was the Cavaliers' starting lineup in Game 1, Round 1. Give you a few more seconds to think about that. Things vastly changed, obviously, for this team as the season rolled along. Cavs made the move at the trade deadline. 6 players out, 4 players in. All right, Rafa, you got the starting lineup in Game 1, Round 1 against the Pacers?
LeBron James.
Yeah, that's... That's a given. Yeah. He's in there.
George Hill.
George Hill, right.
Rodney Hood.
Rodney Hood and George Hill, right, were the starters in the backcourt in game one.
Kevin
LeBron
Love.
Was the three. Kevin was the five.
The four is the tricky one.
Yeah, the four is the tricky one. Rodney Hood was a little tricky, too. Yeah. I mean, he eventually played himself out of the rotation, got back in the finals. But who was the four? You got it?
Uncle Jeff Green.
Yeah, it was. It was Jeff Green who got the start at power forward. Remember, I think it was game 81 in the regular season. Teron said, yeah, we're going to go with Jeff Green here at that power forward spot, moving Kevin to the five. And that's the way the Cavs went in to that series against the Pacers. You know, you think back to that game 7 against the Pacers, right? First of all, I don't think a lot of people expected that series to go the distance. Although, people who thought it was going to be a sweep weren't paying attention to the Pacers over the last couple of weeks, last couple of months of the season. They were playing some pretty good basketball.
Or at least they were not paying attention to the Cavs-Pacers games, because that team has given us trouble. Matchup problems, whatever you want to call it, the arena, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, whatever you want to say, it's just that team is just so hard on the Cavs.
Yeah.
The matchups, the mismatches, the whatever you want to call it. I didn't think it was going to be an easy goal for the Cavs. I didn't think it was going to be that hard either, but it just became that. It was a playoff series.
Yeah, we're thinking along the same lines, because I was about to talk about Game 7 and Tristan Thompson's presence in Game 7. A big matchup problem. Yeah, a big matchup problem for the Cavs. I completely agree. For the Cavs against the Pacers was that active, strong inside presence of Miles Turner, Thaddeus Young, and then Bogdanovich coming off the bench. I mean, that was a problem.
And Sabonis.
Yeah, that was a problem for the Cavaliers getting bumped around through the first 6 games. I thought Tristan Thompson being reinserted into that starting lineup finally gave the Cavs that edge, that physicality they needed. And how about George Hill? I mean, Hill was knocked out of games 4 through 6. Yeah. It was an illegal Trevor Booker screen, injured his back.
Not cool.
Didn't play the first half of Game 7, entered that third quarter of Game 7, George Hill did, with 7-12 remaining, played so well, he never left. He played the rest of the third quarter, played the fourth quarter. If not for George Hill and Tristan Thompson, I maintain the Cavs don't even get out of the first
round.
He
hit 7 big free throws, George Hill did. And what was amazing was, John, that we get to spend time with these guys on the plane, at practice. There were days that George Hill looked like he was going to break walking. And when I saw him come off the bench,
he was banged up, yeah.
I mean, that guy is a man. For him to come in and play NBA basketball at that level, and only that, make a difference on the court, I think that was amazing. And maybe one of the reasons why that series went 7 was the absence of George Hill.
Oh, I think so.
On the court for the Cavs.
I think it was. I mean, when he's playing his kind of basketball, he stabilizes this team. Yeah. LeBron doesn't have to play those high usage minutes. I mean, LeBron's going to play a lot of minutes, but he doesn't have to have the ball all the time if you have another, you know, a ball handler out there. And at times, the Cavs didn't or couldn't afford to. You know, it's interesting when you look at how it all played out. The Cavs go to 7 games, taking out the Pacers. Then the Cavs roll the Raptors. Then it's seven games against the Celtics. So we get asked all the time, how could that be? I mean, what was the difference? To me, it is matchups. I mean, Toronto has serious matchup problems dealing with the Cavaliers. We know that. As soon as you see Valanciunas there in the middle, he's not a guy who can get out and extend and get to the three-point line. Cavs go to Kevin Love. Go to Kevin Love time and time again. That's a matchup that works for the Cavaliers. Meanwhile, the Pacers not so much. And then how about the Celtics with all those versatile young kids? That was a problem for the Cavaliers as well, as the Cavs eventually took out the Celtics in seven games. We will step away for just a moment. We're going to have our community segment coming up. And then in the second half hour, we're going to talk about the awards. NBA awards. That's next on Cavs HQ.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena. Metallica. Buy tickets at theqarena.com. The venue box office. All Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations are by phone. World Wired Tour. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which Metallica. I desire. Metallica.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZT L series combines responsive lap bar controlled zero turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
One of the highlights of the NBA Finals being played in Cleveland for the fourth straight year is that the local community has benefited greatly from it every year. For the fourth straight year, the Cavs have partnered with the NBA during the finals to create a lasting legacy for families in the area. On Thursday, the team and the league hosted a press conference and ribbon cutting to officially unveil the new NBA Cares Health and Wellness Center at Thurgood Marshall Recreation Center in Cleveland's Huff neighborhood. Many Cavs, NBA, City of Cleveland, and Cuyahoga County dignitaries were on hand to open the renovated space. They were joined by 75 kids from the Huff community who regularly use the rec center. After a press conference and ribbon cutting, the kids were able to spend time with the VIPs in the Health and Wellness Center and the new technology room. They played games, read books, and got to explore the newly refurbished spaces. The kids also got to take part in a basketball clinic with Cavs Academy coaches. The event on Thursday and the new Health and Wellness Center are further evidence of the Cavs doing whatever it takes for the greater Cleveland community. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ.
Throws it ahead to LeBron, makes the catch, he spins, he fires! Oh, he nailed it! LeBron James from the foul line! A turnaround jumper to win it in dramatic fashion off the long Jeff Green inbound pass as LeBron has won it for the Cavaliers. Cavs 140, Timberwolves 138.
Green la va a tirar para LeBron, la atrapa, levanta el tiro en camino. ¡Sí! ¡LeBron James! con una canasta en la chicharra. Termina con 37 puntos, LeBron.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. What does charra mean when you say that?
In the buzzer. Chicharra.
I love
taking
it.
Taking a SOC Spanish lesson here in Cavs
HQ. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. The only thing I'll know is play-by-play calls, but yeah. That's all right. That was the game winner, of course, against Minnesota. One of the many, many notable moments for the Cavs this season and for LeBron James. I mean, what a year. What can you say about LeBron?
And by the way, speaking of awards, that won the Clutch Play of the Year, selected by the fans.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I didn't even know that. That's interesting.
He was a candidate at Clutch Play of the Year against Devin Booker, Damian Lillard, Terry Rozier, and Andrew Wiggins. And LeBron James.
I'd say that was pretty clutch.
Yeah.
Cavs had to go, three quarters court.
That was a big win, too. That was at the time in the season when the Cavs were either...
That was right before the trade deadline.
I know, but we were on the edge.
Yeah, we were teetering.
Like the abyss on the other side.
Yeah.
And that was a big win. That was a huge win in overtime.
Too. Yeah. There were a number of moments like that. I mean, you think of the Indiana series, that thing was dangling and hanging in the
especially
balance.
When we went in game six, remember? And we got...
Yeah. Belted in game number six, and then the Cavs pulled that out in seven. We're going to talk in a little bit about the nominees for each of the awards have trickled out over the last couple of days. We'll talk about that NBA awards as we roll on, but the season for LeBron James, 82 regular season games, 104 when all was said and done in his 15th season. You look at the playoff numbers. 42 minutes a game, Rafa, 34 points even. 34 a game in the postseason. Led the league in postseason scoring. 9 rebounds, 9 assists, all while shooting 54% from the field.
While holding the record for most 20-point games in the history of the postseason.
Passing
Michael Jordan in 30 points. Tying Jerry West for 8 40-point games in a postseason. Yeah. And
happened to have 51 in game one of the
and
finals.
And adding another triple-double to his already record, 10 now, or triple-doubles in the finals.
Just makes you shake your head. I mean, led the Cavs in scoring, rebounds, and assists a number of times during the postseason. He's in the 60s, second closest. Bird and Duncan, they're at 21. He's in his 60s.
It's insane.
In that department, leading his team in all three of those categories. What a run. What a year. It was incredible to watch. It was almost as if he never had a bad game. You know, when you think back, only maybe game or two where he didn't have huge scoring numbers, but the bad game, quote unquote, that he had in the playoffs was a triple double.
That is the season. That is
what game one against
Boston.
Game one against Boston.
A bad game for LeBron is like a 23-10-12.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. Right?
He didn't score 40.
Yeah, I mean, that's
unbelievable.
He normalized, Brian Windhorst wrote that he normalized greatness. Yeah. That's what he did. The expectations when you turn on the TV and they're saying, LeBron didn't have a great game and he had a triple-double in the play. That's an outing that players dream, ordinary players dream about.
He scored under 20 only once in the postseason. That was that game one where he scored 15 but had a triple-double. And it's like I said, any great game for anybody else is like a Tuesday for LeBron. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
That's what it comes down to.
We're gonna talk about the MVP award. This is always tough when we get asked. I mean, you and I go on shows nationally, and they say, who's the MVP? Is LeBron in your eyes the MVP? It's hard for us because we're the Cavs play-by-play guys, right? And it's hard not to come off as Cleveland bias. But are you kidding me? Are you James Harden's going to win MVP this season? I'm telling
Which
you.
Which is insane.
It is insane. Here's what I've always said.
It is an insult.
It is. You want to determine who. Now again, it's only based upon the regular season. The NBA,
Still.
I agree with you. The NBA falls in love with best player on the team with the best record. It has fallen in love with that player for years and years and years. You look back at the MVPs, that oftentimes is the case. Here's the way I've always said. You want to determine who the MVP is, you give all 16 coaches going to the playoffs. Who do you want on your team heading into that postseason? Isn't that really the MVP?
You
ask all 16 coaches, who do you want, James Harden or LeBron James, heading into the playoffs? I'm telling you that all 16, including Mike D'Antoni, say, I want LeBron James. Mike D'Antoni would pick LeBron James over James Harden going into the playoffs.
And not only that, obviously the vote has been taken already, but look at what happened to the Rockets in the playoffs.
I mean, yeah. And
Chris
again, that's...
Paul goes down. and you see the result. I mean, it's definitely one of the biggest reasons. Again, not to take anything away from the champs, but one of the biggest reasons the Warriors were in the finals. Down, what were they down?
They were down 3-2.
3-2.
And they were down at halftime in Game 6 and Game 7 in the conference finals.
Double digits.
Right.
It was the fact that the Rockets were missing Chris Paul.
Yeah.
But again, you say because we work for the Cat, but if you really look at this, your most valuable player is the guy that, again, you take Harden out of the Rockets. And they still have Chris Paul and Capella, and they still probably make the playoff easy. You take LeBron out of the Cavaliers roster this year. We're talking about the most valuable player of the season. And you're talking about a whole different scenario for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I mean, it just does so many things so well. Did LeBron all season long, efficiently as well. You see guys putting up a lot of numbers sometimes. But
remember when he scored 50-something in where was it, in Washington, that he had only like 23 shots?
I mean, unbelievable. The numbers, it's off the charts when you look at what he's done. And you look at the game-by-game is what gets you. When you see how consistent it's been, not just throughout the 82, certainly in the playoffs as well. An MVP season should be the five-time MVP, LeBron James. But we will talk about that when we get back. We're going to go through all the awards. Most Valuable Player, Rookie of the Year, Sixth Man, rolls on Defensive Player of the Year. The nominees are out. We'll tell you who the nominees are and give our take on the NBA awards, which will be named shortly.
Yep.
And that's coming up in our next segment right here on Cavs HQ.
Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, Neil Finn, Mike Campbell, Fleetwood Mac. Friday, October 26th, Quicken Loans Arena. The legacy continues with all the songs you know and love. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, venue box office, or by phone. The Mac is back. Fleetwood Mac.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero-turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZT L-Series combines responsive lap bar-controlled zero-turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Justin Timberlake, the most dynamic entertainer on the planet, returns to the concert stage. The Man of the Woods Tour. October 2nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Justin Timberlake, the voice, the music.
Bring the sexy back.
Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the run around. You'll find everything you need.
We're tied at 95. Jeff Green to trigger. The far side. He'll find LeBron up near the timeline. LeBron goes to work, fires a three for the win. He nailed it! LeBron James, the defining player of his generation, has done it once again!
Marca LeBron, y ahora la tiene el rey. No comete la falta. Indiana levanta el triple. LeBron en camino. ¡Sí!
Game 5, round 1. game winner.
You know, Indiana had a foul to give, and they didn't. What's his name? Thaddeus Young got stuck in the screen and got space. LeBron got some space. I think it was Korver who like kind of like misdirected his intention of making of giving a foul, and then LeBron just.
Yeah, Nate McMillan took a little grief for that. Dwayne Casey took a little grief. Remember game three?
Yeah.
You know, he actually said, remember the Cavs took it out full court when LeBron hit the game winner against Toronto in game three? And he said, he actually came out and said afterwards, well, we weren't prepared for them to go full court. As Tyronn Lue did, he mixed them up. I think there were only 8 or 9 seconds remaining, if memory serves. And that gave LeBron the running start he needed, and nobody fouled him. And
nobody, not only that, nobody was guarding him to get, you know, at least to annoy him to get the ball or anything.
Right. And frankly, Anunoby did a pretty good job. He moved him where he needed to move him. He took him out to the baseline
But what surprised me about that, John, is like, especially the national TV games, the breaks are a lot longer, a minute longer than normal.
Which I like.
And and the players are already getting set up on the court before the TV comes back. So they knew we were taking a full court.
That's interesting.
And they still didn't react to
it. They didn't play that very
well. I remember mentioning it on the air. I'm like, first of all, I was shocked they were taking a full court.
Mm-hmm. It's a little risky because if you turn it over, you don't want the ball to go right back in your own hoop.
The Raptors weren't even guarding the inbound pass.
Right.
They were waiting for LeBron. Yeah. Like, I don't know, it was a three-quarter length. Yeah. So
it gave LeBron the running start he needed.
Start.
And, you know, once Anunoby got there, I thought he played him pretty well, but he did all he could do.
Behind.
Yeah, so. I mean, he did all he could do because LeBron had a full head of
steam.
And
then, of course, the shot wasn't just like you normal. She was a fadeaway floater off the glass.
Kissed it off the window and dropped it straight.
10 fans and servers in front of you.
And then how about the Indiana game? I mean, two game winners. Let's add that, by the way. Two game winners in LeBron's tremendous playoff run.
His only triple of the game, too.
I forgot about
that.
In the Indiana game.
That was his only triple.
Yeah. Some unbelievable stuff en route to the finals. We're here on Cavs HQ. In 2 weeks, the NBA awards will be given out. The nominees have been trickling out over the last couple of days. We talked about most valuable player. The three finalists are LeBron James, James Harden, Anthony Davis. I don't think that even deserves any more mention. You know how we feel about that. NBA, go ahead. Do you have something to say or no?
No.
NBA Rookie of the Year. This is an interesting one. Donovan Mitchell had a great season with the Utah Jazz. Ben Simmons with the 76ers. Jason Tatum, who we saw up close and personal 7 times in the playoffs with the Boston Celtics. I love Tatum's game. I don't think, though, that I think Tatum's going to finish third in that, because we're talking about basically the regular season. Then there's the big debate. Of course, Simmons missed the entire year last year, and even Donovan Mitchell said, you know, maybe he shouldn't be Rookie of the Year because he got to be with the 76ers throughout the entire year last year without playing. I have a definitive feeling on that. Where do you come
down? I think Ben Simmons will win it.
I do too.
And I believe, but I would have voted. I don't have a vote. I would have voted for Donovan Mitchell. I think I like his impact better in Utah than all the stuff that Ben Simmons have to play with in Philadelphia. But going back to what you were saying, I wouldn't consider him a rookie.
You would not?
No.
Oh, the guy didn't play last year. But, he didn't play. Yeah. Well, he should get penalized because he was hurt the whole year. His first year. No, he's not. His first year, he did what he did.
Still, I would vote for Mitchell.
No, I mean, that's close. That's a legit.
I think with Ben Simmons, they're falling in love with the triple-double, with what he does. But I think Mitchell, just the fact that he came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That pick was traded for Trey Lyles.
Yeah.
No insult or no disrespect to Trey Lyles, but great pick by the front office in Utah, seeing the talent that from out of Louisville that nobody was even talking about.
No, you're right. He came out of nowhere. Simmons, to me, I think Simmons, I would have voted for Simmons. Interestingly, we used to have votes about, I think it was 3 or 4 seasons ago, broadcasters, they took it away from broadcasters. The reason is because they said a lot of these contracts now are incentivized by if players get named, you know, to the finalists for these things. And they said because a lot of the broadcasters are employed by the team, that could affect, that could have monetary consequences. And that's why I think it's a little bit suspect, but that's why we lost. We don't get the vote anymore.
But meanwhile, they allow the teams to send care packages to the voters.
I used to love that.
I know.
I have
Dave
many
Kemba
Walker.
Who is a friend of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they're not sending you your regular T-shirts they put on the seat here when during the game.
Right,
they
right.
send like premium packages.
I have some cool Kemba Walker stuff when he was in the hunt
for
most improved player.
They're allowed to impact the vote by what kind of package you send into the.
I used to think it was really neat when we got the vote.
New Orleans sent shoes to the players, to the voters.
Whoa!
A backpack with a pair of sneakers and some other stuff like
for
t-shirt.
Anthony Davis.
For
once?
Anthony Davis,
how
bro.
About
like to
that?
Remember AD, you know, it's like AD.
I know, yeah. Okay, I'll wear his shoes right.
Size 12,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That's interesting. I like Simmons and Rookie of the Year. All right, sixth man award. Eric Gordon, Houston Rockets. Nice run for him. Fred VanVleet of the Raptors. Lou Williams for the Clippers. You can go first on this one, but I think this is an easy one.
I think Lou Williams is the one that takes it all the
Lou.
Way. Even though he ended up starting when all the Clippers went, you know, all the changes. But I think Lou Williams is the perfect. He goes to the line. He scores points. He's an automatic 15, 16, 17 points off the bench.
He had about 7 or 8 more points per game than the second leading scorer off the bench, who was Jordan Clarkson. Jordan Clarkson was number two in the NBA this season in off-the-bench scoring. Lou Williams was number one. I think that's a shoe-in. I think Lou Williams is going to be the sixth man of the year in 2018. All right, defensive player of the year, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, Rudy Gobert. That's an interesting one.
All rim protectors.
All rim protectors. Who do you like in that one?
You know, AD, Anthony Davis is usually
I don't know about that one. I don't think Embiid gets it. I think it's between Gobert and Davis. Yeah. I think it's close. I mean, what Utah did to teams defensively, and Gobert's the anchor. I mean, Utah, you look at – I mean, even to see the way Jay Crowder blossomed, I guess you can say, and looked so much better in that system because it was defensive and structured and everything else, they do some – they make teams – they pressure teams. They put teams in some bad spots, and Gobert's the
And Gobert
the
might get
that.
It because he really makes most of his impact on the defensive end as opposed to Anthony Davis, who actually probably has a lot more – Well, his impact on the offensive side, it's a lot more lighter and brighter than his defensive end.
I think I would have voted at Gobert, Davis, Embiid.
I don't know what they sent.
If we still
package,
had voted.
So I don't know.
That one's close enough for if I got a cool package.
The package suffices. See,
that's
that
wrong.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's going to be outlawed. Think about that. They have the outlaw. All right, most improved player, Clint Capella, Spencer Dinwiddie, I beg your pardon, and Victor Oladipo. This one's clear.
Victor
too.
Oladipo, hands down.
Oladipo was pretty good in that playoff series against the Cavaliers. And again, this is only based upon the regular season, but just Oladipo.
He became the leader of that
team. His skills were on display, and he's a nice player.
I mean, going to Oladipo with the Magic to Oladipo last season.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what you remember of him.
Yeah.
With the Thunder, you know, he had Westbrook, and
you don't get the ball too much.
But with Indiana, he went back home, he took over, and then that's it.
Lastly, Coach of the Year, Dwayne Casey, Quinn Snyder, Brad Stevens. This is going to go to Dwayne Casey, by the way, for Toronto winning 59 games. And now
he already won the award from his peers.
From his peers. But this is going to be the official Coach of the Year. He's going to win it. And for running smack dab into the cast for the third straight season, he lost his job.
He'll get one soon.
He will. You know, listen to this. 5 of the 7 coaches in the East who didn't make the playoffs are already gone. The only 2 left are Fred Hoiberg with the Bulls, Kenny Atkinson with the Nets. The other teams, 5 of the 7 teams that did not make the playoffs in the East have already gotten rid of their coaches, and Milwaukee's done the same. They've moved on from Joe Prunty, former Cavs assistant, and now Toronto, too. So 7 changes already out of the 15 teams in the Eastern Conference. They're going to have a new face on that bench. All right, we'll take our final break and be back to wrap things up right after this here on Cavs HQ.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the 7 most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything KND has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
We doubled it. They authorized it. It's the manufacturer's authorized double coupon sale this weekend at Levin's. Get coupon savings up to $500 off. Plus, take delivery or pickup in the next 10 days and we'll double your coupon up to $1,000. Our fabulous Brielle sofa with double coupon $5.99. Our Hawthorne four-piece queen bedroom an amazing $9.99. Plus, our 7-inch gel memory foam bed and a box mattress just $1.99. And no interest for 24 months. Double coupons through Monday at Levin's.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The hardest working man in comedy is back. Kevin Hart. It's the Irresponsible Tour.
I caught my dad giving my kids raw candy out of his pocket. Candy with no wrapper. It was loose. It was just in his pocket. He said, huh.
The box office smash comedian, Kevin Hart.
Where the lines at on that peppermint?
Kevin Hart.
5 minutes go by, I saw my dad take that peppermint out of his mouth, put it back in his pocket. Those were half-sucked on peppermints.
Thursday, October 4th in Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com. Don't miss Kevin Hart.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Who do they have filters? There's air filters.
What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so many
filters. Shop now at smart-mart.com.
55 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. LeBron gets picked up by Curry. The Cavs trail by one. The shot clock reads eight. LeBron down the right alley, ran into traffic. Banks and scores. He got fouled by Looney. And LeBron James has a chance for the three-point play.
La pantalla de Jay Allen lo deja contra Curry. Aquí tiene que irse hasta adentro. LeBron busca uno a uno. LeBron busca la penetración. Choca contra Looney. La pone dos y con falta. El rey como un tanque entra. La pone dos.
We're back on Cavs HQ. The previous segment, we talked about the NBA awards, which will be revealed in a couple of weeks, Monday, June 25th. We will find out who receives those awards in the NBA. They also have
fan awards.
Fan awards, right. Fan awards in the NBA, such as handle of the year, block of the year, clutch shot of the year. That game winner, as you mentioned, that LeBron hit against Minnesota was elected. They've already elected
they won.
These.
Yeah,
they won. Yeah. Clutch shot of the year, dunk of the year. Two of the Cavaliers were nominees. LeBron had a dunk of the year. Larry Nance had a dunk of the year nominee. DeMar DeRozan, Donovan Mitchell, and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. And Giannis was the one he did kind of like a Vince Carter did in the Olympics
against
the French pick by the Knicks. I forgot his name. Mm-hmm. Cedric Weiss.
Yeah.
He went over Quincy Frederick, Acey. Right.
Yeah. He went over the top of Acey. That was a big time dunk.
I was complaining.
Right.
Why Jeff Green dunk against the
Wizards.
Wizards was not included. And then our man, Derek Court, here tells me why. Because it was in the preseason. I totally forgot we went to Washington.
Yeah, that was a wild dunk. Let's take a listen to that.
Felder right corner. He'll go baseline. Felder over to Fry right side. Back to Green. He'll drive. Oh, he'll duck over Mahinmi. And that brings the Cavalier bench onto their feet in unison. Oh, my goodness. Did Green sky from the left wing side and thunder it down on top of Mahinmi as the 10-year veteran has cut the Wizard lead to five. Oh, goodness.
In the first hour of the show, we talked about how wild of a season this was.
Yeah.
Think about that. Kay Felder to Channing Frye to Jeff Green. Kay Felder. I mean, that was this season. This season, Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade, that was the starting backcourt on opening night. Kay Felder was in camp.
And that was an amazing dunk. And it was really good because on the bench, for some reason, we talked about it on Caps HQ, LeBron had a menu of the Green Turtle restaurant and started like ordering from the menu. I mean, obviously, you know, Jeff Green is from that area, from Maryland.
Just in the backyard.
And in the backyard. Played for Georgetown. Mm-hmm. But they had a menu of the Green Turtle and they were like, looking at the menu.
Yeah, what a season. What a wild season. Thanks to all you, the fans. We're going to step away for the summer. Yes. We wish everybody a great and prosperous summer, and thanks to all of you for supporting us throughout the season again.
Thanks to everybody on the other side of the glass, yep, too.
For Kurt McLaughlin, for Marty Allen, for Rafa, I'm John.
For Leo.
Yeah, for Leo Simone, Dave McElhattan. Take care, everybody. Have a good summer.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop in to one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving in Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Berkeleyfront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.